Just briefly, and everybody can do it. We'll start and just pass it around. Everybody can do it. I want you to, here's what we're talking about, trials. Linda, this morning, I was on the way to the hospital, and I started throwing up. And so I called Linda Martin and said, I can't be there because I'm throwing up. And she said, well, you just go ahead and stay there. And I called, that's when I called Linda's doctor in Greenville and said, I need to make an appointment. So I got there at 2 o'clock today because we got to find out what this is. And my Linda said, well, I'll always try to say is, she said, you know what? I really want to know what God is trying to teach us. She said, the only time I've ever seen you like this was after surgery when you were knocked out from the medication. I've never seen you like this other than that. She says, I don't like it. I said, I don't like it either. And so she said, let's ask God to teach us. I said, I've been asking him. And so I'm still asking him, show me. But what I want you to do is I want you to go down the line, and I can't tell you what he's teaching me now because I don't know yet, but I can tell you that I've trusted him through it all. And I can say that. And that's not trusting so good day. We got a Superman Band-Aid. Have you ever gone to the doctor and get a Superman Band-Aid? but here's what I want you to do. I want you to remember, you don't have to go in great detail about your trial. That's not what it's about. But just kind of briefly say what kind of trial you may have been going through, a family trial, a job trial, a personal trial. But just, again, without going into a whole bunch of details, and just say what you learned. Say what you learned in these trials. And again, it's not bad. The Bible never tells us we can't ask God why. Never tells us that. But the better question is, what are you teaching me? The best question to ask when you're in a trial, what are you teaching me, Lord? If you're allowing this, what are you teaching me? And if I brought it on, then you're teaching me that I brought it on, how not to do it again. So now,
gracious. I don't know what really kind of trial. We're all under
the gun.
Under the gun all the time. And there are times when I'm just not the person I need to be, not the person I should be, not as thoughtful and considered as I need to be. And sometimes, you know, it comes to smack you right in the face.
Yes, it does.
In fact, all the time it does. I think God is trying to teach me that you need to be. You need to listen. I guess that old saying, you got one mouth and two ears, you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. I'm kind of like the pastor here sometimes. You know, I get constipation of brain, diarrhea of the mouth, and I'm saying things that I shouldn't say and using the wrong choice of words. Sometimes it's all about me, and it should never be about me. You know, there's always that joy factor that comes in, that, you know, joy, it should be Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. And sometimes I get that thing, I spell joy, U-O-J. Me first, others, and then Jesus. Okay. It's backwards joy. I almost got you that time.
Yeah, you almost got me to stop and think of what you spelled.
I was going to tell a good joke when you handed me the mic, but I won't tell that to you later. It was a good preacher's joke. But God's always trying to teach us, you know. If you don't learn a new lesson every day, then your day's not been a success. I don't think. Every day. So I don't know. I'm going to let Frankie talk some then. We are learning a new lesson with that new little puppy dog, though, and he's teaching me.
Oh, they'll teach you a lot.
He's teaching me that my patience is wearing thin.
Puppies and children. Situations. Puppies and little children.
Yeah, he's teaching me some lessons, too, that I'm not that I don't guess I was ready to handle it. But trials, there's a lot of personal trials going on now. A lot of family things going on with different parts of the family. Own personal trials, sickness, but thank God, praise God, I did get antibiotics last Thursday. The antibiotics have been helping me, and I can tell a difference. But there's just personal trials and tribulations that in the family that are scattering the family. Just scattering it. And they're not coming together anymore. They're not being family anymore. And I think one of the worst things I guess I'm going through right now is I've been, ever since I went on the mass walk, I felt kind of floundering. Wondering, what am I supposed to do, Lord? Next, what is the next thing? What is it you have for me to do next? Where do you want me to be? How do you want me to serve you? And I can see that Satan is using some of these other things to keep me from finding out where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing next. So I need prayers for not just myself and my family, but in my walk with the Lord. Yeah.
I can say.
I hope.
It is.
That as long as I can know that there was a Jesus.
There you go.
That he has carried me all the way.
That's right.
He carried me all the way. He carried me all the way to my child. He protected me. He did. He helped me through my marriage. He told me I was a good person. I was to live, and that I was going to bring my family to him. I had about 4 special prayers that I prayed for years. And you know, they all come true. But it was a long, long time, but I made it. I made it with me and my Lord, because I had no family that could touch me. No one but me and him. So, you know, that my children are all grown and doing good. I pray Gil does good. If he don't, I'm going to spank him. And so, I have learned that I have made it through all of that. All the abuse of a child. All the abuse of in marriage. And then he answered my prayers. And then sometimes I look and I think, well, what are you upset about, Kitty? You've come through the tornadoes, you know? So he's learned me a lesson that he's going to take care of me.
Good, good.
And that, you know, I have a father in heaven. You know, I have friends. I guess when kids grow up, they go on. They don't have time for mama, and mamas don't want to disturb them, so they do their thing. But you still always have your father to protect you.
That's right.
From the Booger Bears.
There you go.
And they're out there too. You just got to watch because the devil is sneaky. And every chance he gets, he's going to hurt you. I'm sorry.
Right now, just going through trials, stress, and just a lot of super amount of pressure at work. And I catch myself doubting and questioning. You know, like with the Emmaus walk and stuff, you know, questioning my salvation, questioning my walk. And I'm always doubting because I'm saying I don't pay enough, I don't do this enough, I don't do that enough. And then with as much as I have going on at work, and just everything just keeps piling on and piling on. I know I'll get through it. I know I'll get through it with His strength. And I've got my sayings at work. I've got all the verses that I look at and read. And I try to keep positive, but at some point it gets hard to be positive. But I've been hearing stuff recently and just trying to remind me to praise Him through it.
That's right.
So I'm trying to remember to praise Him through it. Sometimes it, being human, it gets a little hard to remember to do that. But I don't know what He's trying to teach me through this. But right now, it just seems a little tough. But I'm just gonna keep praising Him.
My trials have taught me two things. And the first one is to remember the good times.
There you go. That's good.
And the second one is that with God's help, you can do and be more than you can imagine.
That's good. That's good stuff. Brother, can you pass it? Oh, is that coming? She's coming. You know, it's like what I learned when things are going like that. You know what I learned? I learned I cannot remember when I've been so isolated. You know, 3 weeks at the house and only saw my wife. And my dad was next door from Greensboro for 2 weeks, and I couldn't even go see him, you know. And he called on the phone. I didn't feel like talking. And so I just felt so isolated. But I just kept trusting God. One thing I have learned in trials like that is I learned that my strength is never enough. Never enough. But I've learned that His strength is always more than enough. And so it just teaches me to rely on Him, or rely on Him more and more. Because when I get negative, you know, if that first couple of days when I was sick, I have to admit I was a little on the negative side because I had blisters in my throat and temperature of 103. And my wife saying, drink. and trying to get me to eat stuff. And I said, I can't, it hurts my throat. And she was just loving me and doing what she could do. But I found myself getting a little on the negative side, you know, and I said, I had to stop and said, wait a minute. My wife's here helping me. She's the only one I can even talk to now or see, you know. And so again, I keep learning, and especially lately, my strength is not enough. But His strength is always more than enough. That's right. Exactly. That's right. And I've also discovered that when when, and like I talked about Bethany, on the road to Bethany Sunday morning, there's only a half a mile, is that they were so disappointed and they were behind locked doors and they were going back to old stuff because they didn't know what to do because nothing was working. The old stuff weren't working, the new stuff weren't working. And just that one talk from Jesus made the difference. But they were only half a mile from Bethany, and they didn't realize it was closer than they thought. And a lot of times I've discovered in my trials at its absolute worst, think about a woman in travail. It's usually when it's at the point of worst pain is just before the baby is born. Okay? I think about going to the dentist. Sometimes he does things and you wake up and there you are, you got you in a headlock or something. I've had that happen before. Take my wisdom teeth out. You know, and how bad it hurt. But you know what? When at that point, that very point of pain, once it was gone, it was gone. And so what I'm hearing y'all saying is y'all don't realize that you're closer to a breakthrough than you ever imagined because it's getting tough. Whenever in my life, it's one thing I learned, when it gets so tough that you don't even know if you can even stand anymore, that's when you're at the verge of breakthrough. And Satan can see a lot clearer than we can. And he tries to get us to think that God's left us when he's not left us at all. We're actually, that's how we get ready to breakthrough. Go ahead, sister.
I was saying, I used to get up in the morning and try to see better.
I know when I was working at Procter & Gamble, how many there were at third shift? And third shift will kill you. And I remember working third shift, and I'm thinking, God, I can't survive the rest of the night. And I start looking up at the skylights, and when I could start seeing breakthrough, I'd feel better. When I start seeing breakthrough, I felt stronger. I felt enthused. Once I started, and the more light I saw, the better I felt. All right, Marina.
In trials, must be a trend. Two things. One is I can't see the big picture, but he can.
That's right.
Because so many times.
That's good.
Especially the trials that I'm going through now. I'm thinking back to, it was just 2 years ago, I went through a really trial where I was put in a position that I didn't want to be in. And I questioned God. I had no idea why he was doing what he was doing or putting me in the position that he put me in until it was over. And then in reflecting back, I could see why he had me, where he had me, when he had me. And then there's an old song that says, he'll do it again. And it might be a different situation, but just like he provided then and had me in the right place at the right time for a certain reason and everything, he has me where he wants me, when he wants me, because he wants me there for something. So I may not be able to tell why, but he has a reason. So just having to trust him that he knows what he's doing, even though it may not always be where I want to be, when I want to be there, or why I want to be there.
Jeremiah was in prison for doing the right thing. Why was he in prison? While he was in prison, God was actually protecting him while the city was being overrun. So he didn't realize he was being protected. So and Jonah, that whale protected him. What we're doing, Eddie, is we're talking about just saying in our own trials of life what God has taught us, what we've learned about God in our own trials. You want to go, Don? You got your microphone up there.
No, I got the mic. You can hear me now. No, we've been had a trial a little over a year ago when I lost my job and didn't really know or understand at that time what was going on. And the pastor kept telling me, he says, well, you know, God will look out for you. God's in control. God's in control. Okay. it takes a while to learn that sometimes, you know. And now I look back on it and says, well, you're right. God was in control the whole time. You know, it's just sometimes we're just not as patient as we need to be to accept and learn that. And the pastor mentioned a scripture today when he called Jeannie. And that scripture was Philippians 4:11. It says, not I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. But verse 12 says, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound.
Yes.
Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And of course, everybody knows what the next verse is. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
That's right.
God's in control, whether we believe it or not, whether we will accept it or not. We've got to just keep on keeping on and be patient and wait on the Lord, because He'll do it again. He'll keep doing it. We just got to wait.
He's awesome. God is so awesome. He's an awesome Heavenly Father. I remember when I was a little boy, when I was scared, tired, sick, whatever, I could just make it to my dad, because my dad was one of the biggest people I knew. Of course, now I'm his size, but in fact, I think I might be bigger than him. But back in the day, he was a mountain. And if I could just get to him, all I had to do was just hold me and say, it's going to be all right. And it would be all right. You know, whether it changed or not, it'd be okay. Well, the same way now, if I can just get to my Heavenly Father and talk to Him and just tell Him what's going on. I just need you, God. I need you, Father. And Jesus says, call Him Abba, Father. And that word Abba is actually Daddy. So you can crawl up in His lap. That's an awesome feeling, though. I can crawl up in my Father's lap and talk to Him. I can't crawl in my Father's lap because He'll holler. He'll say, get off me, you're too heavy. But I can crawl in my Heavenly Father's lap. He won't ever tell me that. Okay. Now, do you want to add to anything, since you kind of know where we're going now?
I've been through some stuff that I shouldn't have gone through. And even in that, my sister would say, well, your money's about to run out. What you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to trust God. I said, okay, that's good, but what you going to do? And I said, I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to trust God. And through all that, my lights weren't never turned off. I didn't go hungry. God provides, period. And through that, I've learned to trust God even more than I did before. He provides. He's always there, whether I am or not.
That's right. You made me laugh because I was thinking about, I'd ask people at work sometime, my team, I'd say, they're all standing beside me. I'd say, well, how many showed up for work today? They're all standing there, but it's like they're in Never Never Land. Who showed up for work today? Yeah.
Already asked the Lord first. But that devil is so sneaky.
There's four answers to prayer. Yes, no, wait, or I've got something better in store.
But if I couldn't do that, then I would run off the internet, and I didn't want that. I wanted to fix the internet somewhere. And if I can't do that,
That's right.
Could come back home one day and not scatter that away. From that day on, I have never thought about doing that. You've got to stay here. Whatever you make of the world is what it takes. But I can say, they can take care of their self.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank God they can take care of their self. And I have done my job.
That's right. That's right.
Saved. And I know it. And we have a few years of peace. And you know, and you get to do a day. You know, you got the best father for his people. I don't care if it's Tom, Dick, Joe, Eric. They're all them other names you can call. You know, you've really got only one, and that's the one.
That's right.
And I do say that I believe that every fact. What he wants, he him to do is really know, I mean really know, that he is God. He is first.
There's a song that comes to my mind every time I run into this situation. I kind of use it to encourage people. Be not dismayed, whatever he's done.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's there.
I think one of the things that is what's right here steps out and does something. The worst trouble you ever get in is even though you might have asked the Lord to go for the distance, and you step out and do something on your phone. Everything starts going up. Nothing comes together. Nothing you think is going to happen happens. And then all of a sudden you sort of say, you know, I really wasn't listening to God. I stepped out on my phone. I did it on my own. Now, that's when I want my head to. And it doesn't always happen by the way. But, you know, that's when I learned that I had to say, Lord, I'm sorry. It's on my own. I'm giving it back to you. Sometimes I have to do it two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the worst trouble we ever get into is when we forget. And we step out on our own, we think we know better. Or we forget. Or we do make a decision without even thinking to ask. Sometimes I did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done. Oh, yeah, I've done that. Oh, definitely. You can tell so good when you're with somebody that's been through something, that's mature, and you're with somebody that's never been through anything, and they've been guarded and sheltered. And you can tell just as good, because when you get in that battle, they're absolutely floundering or all to pieces. And the person that's been tried and true, they're staying strong. They got roots. You know, and y'all don't realize how the roots y'all are getting right now. The roots are really awesome. You can't see them necessarily. It's like when I was little, I'd hear my aunt say, well, I see my aunt about once every 2, 3, 4 weeks. And she'd go, man, you're growing like a weed in the garden. But I was seeing myself. I didn't see it. I just know my pants legs kept doing this, and my shoes kept hurting my toes. But she noticed it. She could see it. In the same way, you might not think you're growing, but people watching you know you're growing, and that you're strong, and that you can handle things. And I know there's right many of you that's gone through some tough stuff. But you know what? It's made you stronger. I can think about if I was in a battle. I'd want y'all with me. You know what I'm saying? While I was passing out swords, I'd pass out one to you. You know what I'm saying? You know? That's right. It's got to.
Understand. I used to watch some guys working and get around the white hot and sticking. I said, what do you do? They said, you can do it.
Right. That's right. Sierra, you want to say anything? Okay. Let's go ahead and close. Y'all get home before we get flooded out. I think the rain's gone now. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, that we serve an all-powerful God. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, there's times when I blow it, and there's just times where I don't go to you first, and there's times where I'm asking you the whole way and still going through stuff. But no matter what happens, you're still there. And I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and anoint each of us, Lord, and help us realize that our roots are getting stronger day by day. And I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Protect us and keep us strong. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. There's one that I'm probably going to say this Sunday, and I've told it before. But I remember I remember my car broke down. I'll make a long story real short. My car broke down in Selma. I didn't even know where Selma was the first time I'd been there. My car broke down on I-95, and I pulled over to McDonald's, and I wound up being taken to Deacon Jones, and they gave me a car. And when we tried to call my mother-in-law to tell her what was going on, because she had the kids with